late tonight, so... council advises that an audio recording of the proceedings of this meeting will be taken and made publicly available on the website. Those in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations. Let us honour those who protect this great land. May you draw strength from your God of faith, so that we may here today, on behalf of our community, build a vibrant future together. This evening, Mr. General Manager?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No, all councillors are in attendance, just the Director of Technical Services.
Okay, have we got any disclosures of interest this evening, councillors?
Yeah. No.
I haven't received any, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll move on to confirmation of the minutes. Can I have someone to move that they're adopted, please?
Yeah.
Councillor Clark, Councillor Fennell. Are there any corrections, councillors, or comments regarding the minutes?
Nope.
If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Clear them. Carried. Okay, we'll move over to 6.0, reports from staff. Section 1, executive services. 6.1, the monthly status report. Council meeting actions, October 2023. There's a recommendation there that council receive and note the monthly status report. Council meeting actions, October 2023. Can I have a mover? Councillor Moore, seconder. Councillor Keatley. Are there comments, questions, councillors, regarding the monthly status report? If there's not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Move on to page 14. Council meeting and workshop dates for 2024. The recommendation here that council adopt the council meeting workshop schedule for 2024 as provided in attachment A. Mm. Right, can I have a mover?
I'll move that with a small amendment that the August workshop designated for the 6th of August be actually changed to the 5th Tuesday in July to the 30th, so you've actually got a 2-week gap between that and your council meeting to prepare the...
Director Blinn wants to speak to that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the reason that we haven't put anything on that 5th Tuesday is that we will be having a candidate information session that evening.
Well, can't you move that?
Well, effectively, the workshop starts at 4 o'clock. The candidate information session can start later.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
What?
Okay, are there any further corrections or comments, councillors? If there are, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Move over to page 16. 6.3, councillor numbers. Recommendation that in accordance with section 2242 of the Local Government Act 1993, council determine the number of councillors for the 2024-2028 term of office to remain as 9, including the mayor. Can I have a mover?
No.
Councillor Moore, Councillor Keatley. Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to it?
Kind of good thing, stick to it.
Okay, Councillor Keatley.
Look, I've been through this several times before. I think to cut it back to 7 is very dangerous in flu season. You end up with only 4 or 5 people here.
Yep.
I think 9's a far better number to...
So we struggle for a quorum and that sort of thing.
It's probably easier for... remote councillors to get a bit of a voice.
Yep, very good.
With
Councillor Baker.
I'd go with the 9. I think you cut it back to 7. There's a risk if the remote councillors won't make it.
Mightn't get a vote.
You'll all be in town. It's nearly all over anyway.
Would anyone else like to comment regarding this?
Yeah.
If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I declare it carried. So move on to 6.4, the Lachlan Regional Transport Committee. There's a recognition there that Council endorses A, the winding up of the Lachlan Regional Transport Committee and all assets and funds to be dispersed in accordance with the constitution of the Lachlan Regional Transport Committee, and B, future regional transport advocacy be provided by the appropriate joint or regional organisation subject to member location. Can I have a mover? Councillor Lord, seconded?
Well, seconded.
Councillor McGuinn. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it?
Yeah, quite. You know, this committee, it's sort of, it's been going for years and over the years, and I've only been representative on it for a couple, but over the years it seems to have, I think, lost its way. And effectively, when it was established, the lobbying things through joint organisations and councils were totally different to what they were now. And the major goals of that particular organisation seem to fluctuate and change a little bit, you know, and wherever else that, and particularly...
So there's no clear vision?
Pardon?
No clear vision?
There's generally a clear vision, but there's no one to put it behind and do the work unless it's an organisation that's going to have to need a lot more funding and a lot of everything else. And at this stage, really, I just think it's not serving a useful purpose.
Very good, Councillor McLean.
I think there's a clear vision to do absolutely nothing. The transport situation, the public transport situation in the Bland Shire has never been worse. I can't see any point spending any money on it, being on to any of it. It took 4 years to get to order a train to go a couple of days, to pick up a bus to go a couple of days to Wagga. 4 flipping years. I mean, for God's sake. For people out here, elderly people who want to get to hospital appointments, and the only place they have to go is to Wagga, they've got to spend a huge amount of money to go on community transport. Community transport's been cut back. Every part of this program is useless. And I think the successive governments have totally neglected our shire in anything that they've done in the way of transport. It's okay if you can afford it to get there yourself, but if you are a low-income earner, they just wipe you off the face of the map. Nobody's interested. And I think it has severe health outcomes. It has a lot of things for people on low incomes. And after all, we're a council, we should be thinking of everyone, and I think it's an appalling situation. We should be making representations to government to have more available and cheap transport so people can get the hell out of here to go to the services they want to. They cannot get community transport to go to anywhere but Wagga. If you've got council or any other thing, you have to go to Orange or you have to go to Canberra. God help us, if you've got to go to Sydney, how the hell are you going to get there? No, you might as well stay home and just roll up and die. I think the whole thing's appalling.
Would any other councillors like to speak to him?
I think we're all a bit scared.
Is there anything left? I don't think there is. We'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Sorry, I didn't
intend to talk on that. Okay, we'll move on to page 19. 6.5, the Risk Work Health and Safety Quarterly Report.
Oh, gee, I dodged that one.
So, there's a recommendation there that Council receive and note the Risk Work Health and Safety Report for the quarter ending September 2023. Can I have a mover? Councillor Baker, Councillor Moore. Councillor Baker, would you like to say anything about the risk profile for us or anything like that? No,
I think it's quite good, isn't it?
Okay, it's not too bad.
By the look of those figures.
Yeah, no, very good. Councillor Moore?
I actually wish to question the veracity of the report. These people have fallen in the streets. It's, if you look at the instant notifications, July to September 23, you mentioned slip, trips and falls, but in your incidents by incident type, there's no trips. I know for a fact of at least one or two.
Oh, I know.
And if that's one, two, three, four incidents, I mean, I don't think.
I think
General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. That those incidents are actually incidents internally amongst our staff.
Mm-hmm. They're not external.
No, they're not they're not what we would call the
insurance
the ones the insurance claim ones. That's right. You'll note up in under incident notifications July to September 2023 on the first page, about halfway down. Whilst it doesn't capture numbers, it notes that we've received incident notifications on those things being slip, strip, stalls, motor vehicle damage, motor vehicle mm-hmm. back structure, RFS braking and illegal jumping.
Right, so just big. So where's the risk management for the risk
for the community?
For the community, is there?
I can. We can try and chase that. We can capture that. It's not.
Yeah.
We have a system to capture the internal work health and safety stuff.
These, if this is internal with the council, they're covered by workers' comp. I mean, who's out there suing us because they tripped over a bit of concrete?
People trip over in the main street.
Yeah. I think it'd be worthwhile to the
community. It is relevant because it goes to works that need to be done.
Yeah, and when it's a risk area, so if we have something,
we can get a report on that. We'll get a report for you, Councillor Moore.
I didn't know either.
Very good. Right, any further comments, councillors, regarding the risk work health safety reports? If there are none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
We'll move on to page 22, section 2, Corporate and Community Services. The Finance Investment Report for September 2023. Okay, there's a recommendation there. One, the council receive and note the information contained within the financial investment report for the month of September 2023. And two, the council confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1 September to the 30th September 2023, summarising the account summary totaling $9,196,643.43. Can I have a mover?
Yeah.
Councillor Baker, can I have a seconder?
Yep.
Councillor Clark?
These two added up.
Councillor Baker, is it all correct?
As far as I can see, yes.
Any other councillors, any comments regarding the report?
Yeah,
you're doing all right.
Very good.
Wouldn't you
okay.
just leave
we're still on par for our rates collection and that sort of stuff? Obviously, we're not going to get all that rates straight away, but I mean.
What are we up to now?
Our projections are sort of
is
in the ballpark.
We've received 40% of our rates.
Wow,
excellent.
Good.
It's in the package.
Yeah.
Right,
any
I understand,
comments?
But I didn't know if that was
comments, the questions, councillors? No, all good. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare okay. So move over to page 29, 6.7. Mornings, Melodies and Memories Update.
That's
isn't this a lovely program?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, it's a recommendation that council receive and note the information contained within the Mornings, Melodies and Memories September update. Can I have a mover? Councillor Pennell, Councillor Baker. Any comments, councillors? Councillor Pennell?
I was a bit concerned there about Ungary. What's happened there?
They have
fallen off the map.
Yeah, there's only three people.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Anything going on
there
in Ungary?
Something else.
They're all busy.
Did it clash with something? Could have
been a funeral or something.
Yeah.
On motorbikes and inside cars, Councillor Kidd?
Yeah, that's it.
So this is still going on till October? No, it finishes the wind-up event on the 2nd of December.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better
have Well, you have a Christmas-type theme, I suppose. Like a Christmas celebration?
Mm. Yes, it will be.
Yeah. Mm. It's been a terrific program.
It has.
Mm. Is it going to continue?
I'd say so.
That would be a matter for council to determine because this is an externally funded program. Communities and Justice.
Can we apply again for the funding? Or?
We can't apply for this funding, no. Not for the same project, no.
Mr. Joanne?
This, through you, Mr. Mayor, this funding was specific as in response to the pandemic.
Oh, isn't there any funding in some sort of aged care budget or something to keep people hip and happy?
We can investigate
connected
opportunities.
Because MLHD, Murrumbidgee Health, mentioned that they've got programs going, so we might be able to access something through there.
Okay.
We'll investigate it.
Councillor Baker.
What does, have we got any idea of what the cost actually has been? This year's
surprisingly, I did actually check the budget.
Yep.
We received 50,000 and I think we've only spent 11.
Wow. Oh, can we keep that rest of it?
So it's not only fantastic, it's cheap.
For next year?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting at. It looks like we can afford it.
It's quite economical.
Yeah.
Oh, can we keep that the rest of the money for next year?
I'd like to say yes, but that would be up to the funding body, and I imagine...
Can't you bend a few rules?
We prepay a few things.
It's called fraud, I believe, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's called creative accounts.
All right, one at a time.
I'd just like to remind the councillors that the meeting is being recorded.
Okay, there's no further comments. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, we'll move over to page 31. Renovation costs, community care building. Right, there's a recommendation there. The council notes the information contained within the report on renovation costs for the community care building, and B, approve those unexpected funds for completion of landscaping works identified as part of the initial project. Until such time as the work is undertaken.
I'll move.
Can I have a mover? Councillor McBean, second to Councillor Moore. Councillor McBean, would you like to speak?
Nothing to say, it's just a great asset for Blanshire, isn't it? To have a great doctor surgery out there.
Good.
And it's a great asset, I might add, for Meals on Wheels, in the sense that people are going to the doctors and anyone can buy their meals, and we're selling a few more, so that's really good.
Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to it?
No, it's turning out to be a wonderful
that's
thing
good.
With the
yeah.
And they got, you know, they're getting the doc, we're getting the doctors back, and
yeah, that's
you know, they leave too, but I mean,
it's
you know
good.
What
it's
I mean,
all been good.
Yeah, it's worked very well for the community, and we managed to keep doctors, so it's
yeah,
good.
That's great.
Not a bad thing at all.
Okay, any comments from any other councillors regarding this? No, if not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Okay, 6.9. Endorsement of the draft public interest disclosure, PID policy. There's a recommendation there. The council A, endorse the Blanshire Council public interest disclosure policy, and B, note the Blanshire Council public interest disclosure policy replaces the current internal reporting policy, and as it relates only to those considered as council officials, no period of public exhibition is required. Can I have a mover?
Yeah.
Councillor Clark, seconder. Councillor Lord. Right. Councillor Clark.
No, I'm right.
Councillor Lord, would you like to comment?
No.
All right, there's no
That's
further
true.
Comments. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Okay. So move over to 6.10, the Riverina Regional Library and Mobile Library Services.
No. Yep. 60.
Okay, there's a recognition there that a council endorsed the proposal to deliver local services to the communities of Barmimmon, Ungerry, Wheath Alley, Flinimba as part of the Riverina Regional Library's mobile library schedule from July 2024. And B, the council include a financial allocation within the 2024-2025 budget to cover the anticipated cost of the improved library services. And C, ongoing funding of the mobile library services to be funded from the Community Enhancement Fund. Can I have a mover?
Yeah, me.
Councillor McGlynn, seconder. Councillor Moore. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to it?
Oh, look, this is a great initiative for the villagers. They miss out on so much. And if we've got the world's best library in our community, and if we can take some of those services out on a regular basis, I don't know how long, that all has to be sorted out. The Community Enhancement Fund, is that our evolution rate money?
No, it's not. No, that's the Community Reserve.
And why couldn't we? Anyway, we'll work that out of the budget, as Councillor Lord has told me.
It's not part of the budget, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what
the budget. It's the money we got through the last VPA. There is some money there.
Oh,
well, the last
you're
VPA.
Anyway, it's a fantastic initiative to share all the great things that happen through having a very successful mine here out into the villages that miss out in a lot of the time. We do a lot of stuff here in West Wyalong, a lot of building and enhancement in West Wyalong. It doesn't always filter out to the villages, and this is a great initiative because there's a lot of elderly people out there that can't, because of the transport situation, are stuck in these little villages, and it just gives... improve their lives, their quality of lives,
Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to?
Literacy is so important within the community, whether they be young, old or whatever, and anything we can do to encourage that should be helped. I know there's government to do it, but I mean, every little bit helps.
Yeah, absolutely. Mr. General Manager, have you got an estimated cost?
53,000.
Yeah.
53.
Yeah.
Per year.
Okay. That's correct.
And it will be 4 years, won't it, Alison?
54,000. Even if we pull out, it's
12,000.
That was the question I was about to ask.
Yeah.
This agreement is what, for 2 or 4 years?
It's a 2 year period, and if the council determines that it no longer wishes to continue, it is required under the agreement to give 2 years' notice.
So it's 4 years.
So literally, we are committing for 4 years. And effectively, at this stage, do we determine which of the options that we look at, or will that be discussed at a workshop to give River End Library notice of? The budget will determine it. There's two different costs for the two different options.
The amount that is included in the report, the 54,000. That is if we provide a fortnightly stop for an hour and a half to Ungerii and Bar Medman, and a stop at Wathali and Chalimba once every 4 weeks. If council was of mind to only have the stops at Ungerii and Bar Medman once every 4 weeks, the cost would be reduced.
Do we need to have that discussion? We can have this resolution now, and that discussion should be looked at a workshop.
This was discussed at the workshop.
Yeah. So what's the two? Well, one option, the good option is 53. What's the other second option?
45.
Oh, not much in it.
Not worth it. Councillor Bacon.
Success of it at Dairy Park and Arlington is that it actually parks outside the school, and the school students use it. Now, we sort of have to rely on the schools keeping going, and I believe the numbers at Tullamore are down to 7, and it gets precarious out there.
Same Bum Evans down to 7, but it doesn't matter.
That's true, but that's where most of the
This is not just for schools, though. This is not just for schools. This is for all community members.
For the whole community. One person at a time, but it's for the whole community.
But the schools are more than 50% of the people.
Well,
I think it's another aspect of it to be considered. I see what
like what I'm saying here, it's got every park here, 1,000 a visit, but a lot of that's 220.
Well, I'm Gary, you'd pick up a lot more.
And that's twice a month. So there's half your numbers in school.
I understand.
If things get a bit tough when you lose a couple of schools, we've seen them out there. It's costing us money that we've got no use. There's no use.
But you're basing your assumption on that the schools will fold.
When you get down to 6 or 7, it's not long.
Just in summary, councillors, you're happy to support the motion?
We can
discuss some of the detail later.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay. Okay. So let's move over to page 62.
This is a good one.
6.1, the Strengthening Communities Application Skin Check Truck. So there's a recommendation there that Council A refused the application for funding of the skin check truck visit under the Strengthening Communities Fund, and B acknowledge the significant positive outcomes access to this service would provide, and further explore opportunities for implementing a 5-year program of visits by the skin check truck in partnership with Evolution Mining, and C make provisions for funding the project for a 5-year period as part of its annual budget processes. Can I have a mover? Councillor Fennell seconded. Councillor Moore. Councillor Fennell, would you like to speak to him?
I think it's an absolutely opportunity not to be missed.
You know, it's early recognition of different things. I mean, you've got referral systems here in place within the town.
Fantastic.
For them to go to. It's not necessarily the doctor here that's going to do it, but it's a win-win situation for the community, I think. You know, they can still continue to go to their doctor's surgery, but this is...
A backup plan. Good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Councillor
Moore? To get, it's just an added part to the medical...
Yeah. Absolutely.
...framework of the Blanshire. And one that is really quite important out here.
Well, we have a higher incidence than anywhere else.
Yeah, and I mean, if it comes once a year, so, all for it.
Further to this, Evolution has agreed already to fund it for 5 years.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. Solely, without us putting anything in
partnership with
them. Councillor Baker.
Is this going to involve just being based in West Wallen, or is it going to go to the villages?
The intention... is for it to be here within Blanshire for 4 days. Initially, it was only going to be a 1 or 2 day visit through discussions with Evolution around establishing a partnership arrangement. We are looking at having the van in the Shire for 4 days, and we can negotiate for it to go to...
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Excellent.
But that discussion has not been had with the van as yet. We needed to get
approval
from council.
Yes, well, maybe we should go that way, that it actually does visit the outlying villages.
Actually be involved first before we progress things too much. Have we got any further comments, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right, very good. So move over to section 3, technical services, 6.12, tender supply of a backhoe. Okay, there's a recommendation there. The council award Westrac the tender for the supply of one Cat 432 backhoe and accept the trade offer from Westrac as a net cost of $174,576.36, excluding GST. Can I have a mover?
Yeah.
Councillor Lord, seconder. Councillor McGlynn. Councillor Lord.
If it's gone through the tender process, it's the appropriate case it has. I just believe that, unfortunately, it's going to Caterpillar, which is out of town, but that's, if it's the best tender, to do the best job and get the appropriate surface and the appropriate equipment, I think that's what we're after.
Councillor McGlynn?
I think it's anything that's going to help the locals is a fantastic thing.
Good.
So I'm all for it.
Any other councillors like that?
It's Westrac. Westrac have a house in Toppy. You always see the trucks around there. They have crews there full time.
There you go.
The work out that go out to the mine.
So these guys are local anyway.
So yeah, there are ones that they live locally.
The next one, too.
Be careful you don't loosen the pothole. Okay.
Very good. Good, okay. There's no further comments to the councillors. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So I'll move on to 6.13, tender supply to road graders. So there's a recommendation there that council award Westrac the tender for the supply of two Cat 140M road graders and accept the trade offer from Westrac at a net cost of $749,470.12, excluding GST. Can I have a mover? Councillor McGlynn, Councillor Lord, Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to it?
Now we've got no excuses not to have the perfect road system.
Excellent. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it?
There's a farm at
the
back end.
The capacity, they do the job, and as I said, we've got had similar machines in the past. And they
got to have good equipment.
And they do have good equipment, so that's...
Councillor Baker?
Yeah, no, I agree.
You agree, concur?
We certainly need the graders.
Any other comments, councillors? If there are none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right, declare it carried. So we'll move over to 6.14, additional permitted use, West Wallong Airport planning proposal drag strip project. So we go. There's a recommendation there that council 1 endorse the additional permitted use, West Wallong Airport planning proposal for the referral to the Department of Planning and Environment for gateway determination, and to delegate the General Manager to make changes to the planning proposal if required by the Department of Planning and Environment, so long as the objectives of the proposal are achieved, and 3, delegate the General Manager to commence public exhibition of the planning proposal if required by the Department of Planning and Environment. Can I have a mover? Councillor Moore, Councillor Keatley. Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to it?
Yeah, with the sooner we get moving on this, it will bring your money to town.
I think so. Councillor Keatley?
Oh, no, I've been flogging this one for a long time. I am a member of the car club, but I just think there's something that no other town's got. Let's run with it. It's something brilliant.
Very good. Any other comments from any other councillors?
Councillor Lord? What's the time frame on this change?
Gentlemen.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Firstly, if I can note, we actually had to bring this back to you. We had resolved on this back in April, but we had to bring it back after Department of Planning and Environment requested specific wording in the resolution. I am hoping that it won't take 3 or 4 months, but I can't.
Will it fit in with the grant funding? And,
that's what we're working hard to.
That's why I'm sort of concerned about the project has to be completed by the next day.
Take that department. We discuss that.
We could push that with the department.
Go on for about 4 years.
And the design.
Not with this funding.
No, sorry, not. Maybe we're cross.
We could talk to the people that are funding it and get them to say that we've got discussions with the department. We're undertaking discussions with the department. Couldn't we do that?
I was going to say we'd work on the Department of Planning and Environment to get them to move along as quickly as possible.
Awesome. Right. Any further comments, councillors? Councillor Lord?
No, that's all I have.
Councillor Baker?
What's going to happen, like, with the... we've got to guarantee that this is going to be an ongoing thing for years upon years, because when the people are in the car club now getting on and they leave, what's going to happen? We spend $1 million and it's going to be nothing.
Councillor Keatley, would you like to comment on that?
Oh, I think that's a comment you can say about even doing a sporting field. We don't know for a fact that young ones are coming on, but I think there's enough interest there to... It seems to be going from strength to strength, this car club, and I think it's got something going for it. I think it'll work.
Well, I think it's a lot of money.
Whenever we have a car club event, every one of them gets bigger and bigger.
It's
and
well supported.
There are always enthusiasts that love all that stuff.
It's well supported.
It's not just local.
No, it brings people into the community. And
through you, Ms. Mayor, that's right, Councillor McGlynn. It does attract people or enthusiasts from outside of the Shire. They come
people
from
are mad
distance.
About all that stuff.
Very good. Councillor Moore?
For example, they had the speed day out at the airport a few years ago, and cars came from all over Griffith, Wagga, Sydney, even interstate, so they could have a run. So
come from the car club that they were looking for a centralised position.
We're very strategically placed in the state. Yeah. There's one up there and one down there, and there's nothing in the middle or something.
Yeah.
Councillor Donald, do you want to speak to?
I was just going to ask the planning proposal coming through. Does it then go to the stage of a development application being put in, does it?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that's a very good question. So the civil design is done. We're waiting for the written approval from the Australian National Drag Racing Association. They have certainly provided us indicative approval, but we haven't got it in writing yet. We had to make some amendments to the design on their request. The planning application, I thought the DA was in because that's what was driving the requirements for certain to achieve certain things.
I was just thinking, with the development application, then wouldn't the people in the surrounding area, wouldn't they have already been consulted regarding how that's going to impact on them if it doesn't?
through you, Mr. Mayor, you're referring to recommendation 3 with regards to public exhibition?
Yes.
Yeah, separate public exhibition processes. So you would have had one for the DA, but this is for the planning proposal, which is what allows the activity to occur on that zoned land.
Oh, right.
Okay. You have to have that to then get your final sign off on the DA.
Okay, so that consultative process with the people in the surrounding area, that will happen later, no? Or has that already happened?
I can't answer that one for you with regards to the DA. I'd have to take
a look. No, I know there's people there that don't know in that area. They don't know what's going on there.
Right, we will take that on notice.
Yep.
Look into that. Take that on notice.
Yeah.
Right, are there any further comments regarding the recommendation? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. I declare okay. So move over to 6.15, the Aviation Green Paper.
Oh.
Recommendation there that Council make a submission to the Aviation Green Paper highlighting the maintenance burden on local government, especially in support of emergency services.
Ooh, I'll move
so,
that.
So moved.
Yeah.
Councillor McGlynn, Councillor Lord. Councillor McGlynn, would you like
yeah,
to speak
look,
to it?
This is a really important thing. The charges, apparent. I've had a couple of people see me about the charges and what they get for their money at the airport here compared to Tamora. And we're not value for money. But that's probably due to necessity. We have to cover costs. So this is a really important thing. We really have to, I mean, the maintenance
the
of that strip and all the rest of it is a fixed cost to us all the time. It's a huge output of money. We had to do up the airport, the you know, the lounge, what is it? The
terminal.
Yeah, the terminal, that's the word. The terminal for use, and when we spent all this money on it, oh yeah, we were going to use it for all these other things. I don't think it has. We went out and had one little conference out there. Does anyone remember that?
Yes.
And that took half a day, and I don't think it's been used since. I mean, it may be used, I don't know how often it's used, you'd know that, how often it's rented out, but I don't think it's a heck of a lot. But we have a lot of standing charges that we have to maintain out there, and I think this has got to be looked at.
I
agree. And I can't understand why when in the fire season all the planes that the fire used for fighting fires are not landing and using this, we should have fuel here and using this to land and take off. We are Blanchard, West Wong's in the middle of the fire zone of our rural fire centre, not Tamora. And I think they've got all the other stuff up at their airport that they use all the time. Theirs is in constant use, ours isn't. I can't understand why all of these charges, we have a look at the whole thing.
Mr. General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we do now have refuelling facilities at the airport.
Well, that's good, because but apparently our landing charges and whatever are different to theirs. So, look, I just think we've got to make ourselves competitive. We've got these charges. So this is the first part of that evaluation of the charges and the use of a fabulous airport that is underutilised.
Councillor Lord, like speaking.
I just basically, as I said, highlighted this, I believe, in the last meeting about federal funding for the aviation situation. Airports are essential for rural and isolated communities, and effectively, you know, the cost of maintaining airport is on local government. Federal governments control airports and whatever else. And the reason that I brought this up initially was to, in actual fact, try to transfer a lot of the funding and maintenance of airports, get it into the federal sphere and away from effectively the local taxpayer, the local, basically, ratepayer who was actually having to fund, who was having to fund it. At this stage, I'm not worried about landing charges and competitiveness and anything like that. Because that's not going to affect
it's the maintenance of the
it's
facility.
It's the maintenance
itself.
Issue of this airport, and it's the maintenance that really I'm concerned about.
Well, that's the big ticket item.
And it gives us a chance to look at the whole picture of the use of our airport, how we can use it more effectively.
Well, that's another subject.
That's
altogether.
Another subject.
That's
from
another
this
subject.
Yeah.
This is about just maintaining the facility itself, and
now
the burden is on us.
Yeah.
And really, it should be on the federal government.
Absolutely,
Councillor Baker.
With the Rural Fire Service, like they charge us for everything else, shouldn't they be obligated to put a levy in for their use?
And then there was life.
Airstrip is that on book or? Otherwise, next meeting I'll certainly bring it up.
Yeah, do that.
The RFS.
Bring it into them.
The RFS. Like, they just commandeer, they just say, we're going to pay this, we're going to pay that. Now, that, okay, here they are, they want to use the airstrip, which is costs.
A fortune to maintain.
Yeah, well, where are they on that as far as reimbursement?
They're not using it, are
we? Struggle with lots of things
well,
in regard to the RFS.
Refueling station.
Okay.
But we can have a conversation with the RFS along those lines. You know, perhaps they could pay us a stipend for having access to the airport in when it's necessary.
Yeah, but where do they get the water from at the airport?
Oh, they've got a tank out there.
Okay, there's no further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right, so move over to section 4, reports for information. We'll move through them one by one. Can I have a mover, first of all, for the reports? And a seconder?
Yeah.
A mover, Councillor Vanell, Councillor Moore. Okay, so 6.16, the community development report. Are there any comments, councillors, questions?
There's a variety of projects there.
Everyone's been busy little beavers,
haven't
they?
The kids have done well.
Mm. That's a scholar.
Okay, there's no further discussion. We'll move on to 6.17, the Blanshire Library Monthly Update, the highlight of our meeting.
It is. Can I comment on the amount of work that the Family History Group do? That I wish we could publicise it a bit for those that are doing reunions and all this. They've got an extensive coverage of all this family history in the Blanshire that I don't know if everybody in the community is aware of.
They're aware, yeah. No, they've done a great job.
How can we get that word out there or publicise it for them through the library?
Can we do something with our website, Mr.
Manager? Perhaps there may be a story in the newspaper about it.
Uh-huh.
As you look over to our left.
You never know your luck in a big city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Editorial.
Any further comments regarding the Blanshire Library Monthly Update?
No, just positive.
All positive stuff, it always is.
Yes.
6.18.
Happy Campus.
The Children's Services Update. So, have we got any questions for Director Berlin?
The thing I note is that there's increased demand for this 3 days a week, is there, for the 4-year-olds?
There is.
Are we going to be able to cope with it, or do we need...
No, we will be able to. I met with the coordinator last week, and we were going through what the rostering would look like. We do have capacity to run the additional classes.
Good.
The concern that we do have at the moment is that we haven't received a huge number of enrolments for out at Ungerry preschool, and we're just hoping that we do get some enrolments in the coming weeks, otherwise we may need to make a decision as to whether that service continues.
And the Ungerry preschool, is that 4-year-old or combined 3 and 4?
3 and 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what happens when it's... I thought it was compulsory for 4-year-olds to attend preschool. No.
It's not compulsory, but they're entitled.
They need some encouragement.
They have, even if there's one or two children, they've got to have...
Very good. Okay, any further comments, questions, councillors? If not, we'll move on to 6.19. The Bland Community Care Services Update.
Something happened on the... Oh, show day.
Yeah. I had a lovely time at the show.
Yeah, that's good.
Very good. You got anything else you want to tell us about Bland Community Care Services?
Did you get there free?
Our coordinator is actually leaving us.
Okay.
She has been on maternity leave and she's made the decision that she needs to have a change.
So is the person that's taking her place going to take it on?
Take what on?
She's had someone filling in for her, has she? She hasn't gone on maternity leave yet?
No, she's been on maternity leave. She returned to work in September on reduced hours. And
She's going to leave us.
She's made the decision to leave, so we will be recruiting shortly for a community care coordinator.
Okay. If there's no further comments on Bland Community Care Services, we'll move over to Blandshire Museum Advisor Report.
The positive bit I notice that is they're coming around and reporting. In the past, we've already had a lot of problems this time, and I'm really pleased to see actually the reporting and the positivity that's going
on. That's good. That's right. It's good. It's a changed attitude. It's really good. Any further questions, comments, councillors?
Look at that hand mixer.
No. Okay, we'll move on to 6.21, the technical services report.
Oh, could I make a comment on this? In the Quandiyawa area, Harmer's Lane and Harrison's Lane have got graders in them doing them up. But on one lane, we're not too sure if anyone lives down there, and the other one, got one. It has one occupant down there, one farm, so I thought we were meant to do roads that had more people on them.
We need to take that on.
Yeah, can you just give me those two roads?
Harmer's Lane and Harrison's Lane.
Harrison's Lane.
Harmer's and Harrison's.
Harrison
and
Councilman, maybe.
Big
one person lived down there that could be bloody 4,000 or 5,000 ton of grain come down.
We're meant to do
so it's a major, it could
road.
Be a major route.
That's
to,
Captain
okay.
Well,
right.
Can you just let us know? Because it isn't, it hasn't been up till now. Sort of a bit of a dog track, but.
Okay, all right, very good.
Perhaps that's why they're there.
Councillor Baker?
I show him our director's not here tonight. Some questions. The thing is, every week, every time we have a monthly meeting, his report's getting less and less. And the maintenance crews, it's got a shire roads, or rural roads. I'll tell you what, I don't know which rural roads.
You want a more specific report?
Well, I think so, because I haven't turned up anyway.
Okay.
And I just think, to certainly get those new graders out and put them in a different area, the better it can go.
Okay, just...
Yes,
sure. Through you, Mr. Mayor, just with regards to those graders, we may not see them for anywhere between 10 and 14 months.
Well, we could be all dead and gone.
We're not getting rid of the other ones, but it takes that long to get machinery today.
So we'll follow that up with
like
the director.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think it's supposed to be perfect whether they're actually working, because no one's seen any results. It's written here, but where?
Yeah, we'll follow that up with the director for Council Bank. 6.22, Development Services Activity Report for September 2023. Are there any questions, councillors?
The right answer, I was looking good.
Very good. No questions?
So, Edward Street in Rural was a new family moved in.
Oh, I've been there 12 months, yeah.
What have I been living in?
In the
shed.
Well,
this will be an upgrade.
That was family of six, that's why the population rural's gone up.
It got down to six.
We've gone up 30% in the population.
So they're family of six.
Okay, I think we'll move on. Are you happy? Are you happy with the pound?
Oh my God, it's brilliant! How come we've got six dogs for it? I thought we sold them. We rehoused them. Or shelves. Whatever you do with
them
when you sell them.
Some have been rehoused. They just haven't managed to rehouse them all.
Okay. And that's what we're telling the kids.
Anyway,
that's
good.
It for the reports.
Can I just ask one question for
yes,
me? And I'm probably
yes,
a bit late. We haven't heard much about the Wyleaf Town Carts and how they might be travelling of late. The balance or
my area. It's
general manager. Sure, we'll get you a report on that.
It's been a while. I know. I'm loading up. Seem to be loading up quite a few.
Okay, very good.
I was just wondering loading them up, I'm just wondering how they're spending them.
Oh, you're getting a lot of people coming with them just to use them?
To load them up.
Oh.
Yeah, so a lot of people are using them, and I'm just hoping that they're then taking them and spending them.
Right.
And the load up.
Well, if they're loading them up, somebody's spending them.
I mean, they're loading them up, but...
They're not spending them in the community. We need a report on where they're going. Very good.
Spend them in the community.
The reports and committees. Are there any questions regarding any of the minutes there?
Another successful solo kick, I hear, from Councillor McGlynn.
Absolutely amazing.
Very much so.
Was it $20,000 for the community?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it was like more.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. Fantastic result. Okay. Councillor Lord?
With regard to that thing in the evolution, in the evolution report, I've had a lot of comments, and Councillor Crowe probably has as well, about the parking that's going on at the village. And that's, a lot of people are making comments about, you know, something's got to be done.
Okay. Yes. Mr. Jonathan?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we have had an approach from Evolution a little while ago now, I'll say a month ago. We've given them some requirements, and I believe they're preparing some plans.
Yeah, because I don't believe that the original DA had all that parking in it.
I think things might have changed in the way their anticipated staffing travel is operated, and there may well be some that are not parking within the fenced area of the village. They're parking outside.
I'm sure the general manager is aware that we've had ratepayers approach us about putting an app on the SIRE website so that people can contact them about roads and things. Now, so that, can we handle that here, or do we have to take it to the workshop and bring it back to our council meeting?
Mr. General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. There's an extensive piece of work in that. And it's not something that we have the internal resources to be able to do, and would cost some money to deliver in there when you describe it as an app. There are some other solutions. We'll need to look at those and try and figure something out.
Well,
there's a short term and a long term.
Well, can we bring it to a workshop and put it to the test?
We can
investigate it. We can investigate it further.
I
bring some options to a workshop.
There's different options we should be investigating.
I don't care.
Whatever.
Through Mr. Mayor, Director of Corporate Community Services says that there might be an option through our system upgrade for our corporate system. There might be some options in that. So we can there'd be a number of avenues that we could explore.
Well, I'd like it to be explored and brought to a workshop so we can work on something like that.
Okay, we'll take that on board.
I'm
Are there any further council members you want to make another comment?
Yeah, I do. And I think that we should include some of the people that have come up with the idea on what we're doing. Because it didn't originate from councillors, it didn't originate from the community, specifically someone behind us. But I think that they should be included in the,
in the discussion and options.
Yeah, in the discussion and developing something like this, because we're meant to live in the age of technology. Well, let's use it.
Okay,
Councillor Fennell. On our website, council website, I thought there was a reporting process there. Is there facility there to put a picture on there? Because I've had a lady who said that.
Well, that'll be part of the options, I'd say, to investigate, Mr. General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the conversations I've had with the ratepayer talk about mapping and it being a two-way communications process. So, what you're referring to on our website is not a mapping solution.
Okay.
It's the a reporting.
A reporting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
and it's far more accurate than us coming in and say Joe Boggs said there was a pothole in Tyndall's Lane or something. It's accurate.
I think we can leave that now. Mm. I'll just put the motion to adopt those reports. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Declare it carried.
Okay. Sorry, we didn't get a mover and a seconder for the committee.
Yeah.
So is that part of the other report?
No.
Can I have a mover and a seconder for the reports, the committees? Please, Councillor Baker and Councillor Fennell. Okay, and all those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay. So I need a mover and a seconder to close the meeting, please.
Please, guys, I'd like to congratulate the staff for the massive effort that they put in on the weekend. The Blanchard on Sunday was the only event that I was able to get to because I was involved in other things. But the council or the outdoor, well, of course, the ladies involved were working flat out, but the outdoor staff, there was one young man there, and he honestly worked his heart out. They really worked so, so hard. And
It's very true, Councillor. They did a very good job.
Could you convey to all the staff that participated our thanks? They did an amazing job.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I have a mover to close the meeting? Councillor Moore, Councillor Fennell. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. I declare the meeting closed.
Oh, no, I was just going to say Grant was well and truly above and beyond.
Did you enjoy your trip?
Did you enjoy your trip to Canberra, mate? That was well and truly above and beyond.
I was talking to Ryan today.
I wasn't letting that event fire.
Oh,
no,
it didn't?
Based on that.
It was...
We spent, 45 minutes, an hour on the oval at midnight.